My name is John Erling, and today's date is May 11th, 2010. Bruce, if you state your full name, your date of birth, and your present age.
Donald Bruce Howell, 12/21/31, age 78.
We are recording this at Grand Lake. Bruce and I share our love for Grand Lake on a dark, overcast day, but on the outside we can hear nature speaking to us. Where were you born?
I was born in Cumberland. Actually, in our home.
Cumberland, Iowa. In your home?
Yes.
Did you have brothers and sisters?
One brother, one older brother. He's 7 years older than I am. He's a doctor in Brookfield, Missouri. He's one of those that have been there and delivered probably three generations of babies now. And he's still practicing a couple days a week.
Your mother's name, maiden name, and where she grew up?
Her maiden name was Myrtle Ellen Andrew, and she grew up in Cumberland, although her father did go to Fort Collins, Colorado for a while, and he was a policeman. Then he returned and took up farming in Iowa and ended up retiring to Cumberland, and his son took over the farm then.
Your father's name and where he was from, where he was born?
Ross Pringy Howell, and Ross was born in Cumberland as well. He was one of four children. He and my mother met. It was kind of interesting. He had dropped out of high school in the beginning of his senior year and had enlisted in the Army. The war was about over, and he came back in December. And the following spring, he saw my mother across the street. She was, I think, 6 years younger. And he told his buddies, he said, "See that girl, I'm going to marry her." And sure enough, about four or five years later, they were married.
What did they do for a living?
He delivered mail, rural mail, and she worked in the post office as well.
Somehow I thought there was farming in the background, but not so.
Not with them. There were with all the rest of my relatives. A lot of farmers in the family, and a lot of time that I spent on farms working.
The house that you were born in, how long did you live there?
18 years, until I got out of high school, and then I'd gone off to college at Westmont, California. My parents thought that was a good Christian school for me to go to and thought that I needed that. They were both born-again Christians, and they were worried that I wasn't following the same path very well. My brother was doing much better. So I went to Westmont College for a semester and then came back and went to what now is the University of Northern Iowa for a semester.
Elementary, then, was right there?
In Cumberland.
In Cumberland. And your high school?
High school was in Cumberland. I graduated there in 1949.
Then?
I went to Santa Barbara, which is Westmont College in California, and then for a semester to the University of Northern Iowa, and then I came home at Easter of that first year, and a guy pulled up in the driveway, and turned out it was Jimmy McLaren, who was director of Greendale Edna Township Country School. He came in the house and wanted to know if I'd like to teach school. I really hadn't given it a lot of thought, but he offered me the incredible amount of money, $1,800 a year, $200 a month for 9 months. It didn't seem like I could turn that down, so I started teaching that fall.
How old were you when he offered you that job?
I was 18.
So your education background
was limited to 1 year. In Iowa, they gave what they call a limited elementary teaching certificate. In 3 years, you had to progress towards a degree. I did that. I started taking night classes. And matter of fact, I really never went again to a college campus and lived on campus. I commuted sometimes 100, sometimes 150 miles on a weekend to go to various colleges, Drake University, Buena Vista College in Northern Iowa, and so forth. In 1960, I received my bachelor's degree, and in 61, my master's, and then in 66, my doctorate.
You started teaching at 19, was it about 1950?
Yes, the fall of 1950.
A one-room schoolhouse, I presume?
One-room schoolhouse, 19 kids, 5 kindergarten. Rest of them were scattered up through the grades. One of the girls was a 7th grader. She was 4 years younger than I was. We had an agreement. I didn't do vomit. We had an agreement, since she was part of a large family. If such happened, why, we had recess and Ruth cleaned up. It was the origin of teaching for me.
But here you were 18?
Yes.
And teaching this variety of classes. Where did you get your support and your material?
Actually, there was just whatever there was in the building at the time. I remember there was an old wind-up phonograph we used quite a bit for our music program. First thing I asked the directors for was, you know, the seats were bolted to the floor, and I asked them if we could get tables and chairs, which was quite an innovation. They actually popped for the 19 kids to have their own table and chair. We went to a commercial company and bought them. That way we could move the chairs and desks around and group the kids according to their achievement level rather than according to their grade level. That was a first. I had another alternative objective in mind, and that was, since I was also head custodian, it made it a lot easier to clean the place by moving everything to one side.
So maybe, without knowing it, you were working in what you later instituted, an open design.
That's exactly right. As a matter of fact, that's been brought up on different occasions. I remember when we got into a real modification of the middle school in Eagle Grove, Iowa, some parents were not pleased with the flexibility that I'd introduced, and so I rallied their mothers and grandmothers who had gone to country school to come visit the program, and they went back and told their kids, well, this is just like the school I went to, only bigger. You know, I stumbled into it, but it was a good political move on my part.
When the gentleman came and asked, would you consider teaching, was teaching even part of your thinking?
Well, I was going to, it was then called Iowa State Teachers, yes, I had that in mind.
Okay.
Eventually, but I wasn't prepared to just stop at that point.
So as you think back on the quality of education you gave those kids, how have you reflected on that?
I can only say that after I got my doctorate one summer, I went back to University of Northern Iowa and taught a couple classes. I was walking down the hall and this lady ran up behind me. Mr. Howell, I turned around and she said, do you remember me? And I said, I really don't. She says, Roma McLaren, I was your fifth grade student. Roma had just gotten her doctorate. Those are the kinds of things that thrill teachers when you see somebody actually follow. Maybe I had something to do with inspiring her to do that. Probably not, but I like to think so.
Was it ever a time that you thought, man, this is not what I signed up for? I just don't know whether I want to do this anymore?
Oh, absolutely. Really, I'd envisioned myself becoming a lawyer. I was going to teach and save money and go to law school. And, of course, that never materialized. You were barely able to meet the bills month to month. So that never happened. And I'm glad it didn't. My colleagues and acquaintances over the years, I wouldn't trade for any other profession.
You were continuing your education all along, which I'm sure proved to be helpful as you had practical application in the classroom.
Every day. Every day. As a matter of fact, I got in trouble in some instances. The professor from Drake University on extension would say dogmatically do this or that, and I'd go back and try it, and it wouldn't work, and I'd go back and ask again, now how am I supposed to do this? Pretty soon I learned to just be quiet, just take my course, and if I applied it and it didn't work, then it didn't work, but I didn't make an issue of it with the professor.
Wasn't it impressive to him that you were teaching at a young age while you were furthering your education and he knew this was going to be practical application for you?
A number of people were doing this at that time because there were 105 country schools in Cass County, Iowa at the time. And there were, as I recall, three men. I know that the fall of the year that I started at age 18, I was nominated to be the county representative to the state convention because nobody else, of course, wanted to go. So I went down to the state convention that year and, of course, didn't know what I was doing at all. But it was a female-dominated, by far, operation organization. County superintendent was female.